Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry, a proud sponsor of Social Geek Radio. Now, if you're really ready to geek it out, I'd like to introduce you to Social Geek Radio's hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Monson.
Well, good evening, Social Geek Radio fans. This is Deb Evans coming to you from a very wet Houston, Texas tonight.
And Jack Monson from Minolto coming to you live from Hollywood, California, where it's lovely and not flooded. How are things there, Deb?
Well, they're all good. It's, you know, it's good not to be flooded. a lot of Houston is underwater, but all things good here in my Social Geek Radio office. Little internet issues, but we'll get up and running here soon. So you're in Hollywood, and you can actually see that Hollywood sign?
I can. How cliche is that? From my hotel,
that's
I can actually look out and see the Hollywood sign. So not taking any tours on this particular trip, and but we'll see. But weather's great here. It's definitely not like the situation that so many of our friends are in. So with all of the franchise companies that we both work with and friends in the franchise industry and all across Texas and Oklahoma and all of those places, sending everybody best wishes and hope everything dries out and business gets back to normal for you as soon as possible, everyone.
Yeah. Our friends at Dwyer Group in Waco, they were hit kind of hard too. And as you say, a lot of franchisors in the Austin area. So unfortunately, it is bad, but it will get better. And we do wish the best for everybody. So we've got a fun show. Tonight is the last Social Geek Radio of the month of May, which we've been celebrating our fifth anniversary the whole month, and still hard to believe. And our guest tonight is one of the original co-founders of Social Geek Radio and the Geek It Out himself, BJ Emerson. Hey, BJ, how are you?
Hey, everybody. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you got to tell everybody, tell Jack and myself and all the listeners, what is BJ Emerson up to these days?
Yeah, that's a good good question. Let's see, the last time I was on with you was, I don't know, was it a year ago, a couple years ago?
I think it was maybe a year ago, just about a year ago.
Right. Yeah, so still running my local digital marketing agency here in Greenville, North Carolina, so eastern North Carolina, and been doing that for about 2.5 years now, and still have clients, still have franchise clients, still have some of the same clients from relationships from years ago, and lots of new ones, of course, here locally, which is kind of our vision and our focus. And so when I started kind of digging in here locally 2.5 years ago, meeting and looking for all kinds of, I wrote an article back then that was called Looking for Awesome, and I'm still looking for awesome, things that, stories that we could share, find and tell awesome local stories. So that's what we've been doing, and running into all kinds of neat things and expanding and growing in ways that probably we didn't expect, which is always an adventure. And so we started a lot of video production probably a year and a half ago, doing that in-house, and that has expanded quite a bit into some interesting ways. So and that will kind of lead us to, I think, our conversation tonight. Jack, I'm interested to hear that you're in Hollywood there, so maybe this is the Hollywood episode here, given that you're there.
Yeah, give me some tips on working with some of these indie projects. I'm very interested in hearing about that. But actually, BJ, before we get to that, tell me about some of the video stuff that you're working on. Is this sort of full scale production and commercial video and actually shooting ads and sharing that sort of thing on television, broadcast, internet? What does that look like?
Right. So, a lot of the stuff that we were creating, we create content for clients for social media campaigns, and whether that's infographics, a lot of things that we've talked about in the past, the content marketing, video is obviously a huge way to make, a great way to make a huge impact as far as content goes. Everybody loves video. Everybody watches video. I believe it was our friend there at Likeable Media, our friends there that declared this year as the year of video. And we've certainly seen that here. And so pretty much every project that we have, it seems like every social media campaign or every project that we have, there's some video component. And whether it's a simple Animoto video that we create, or if it's a full-blown, hey, we're going to do some kind of documentary, or we're going to do some kind of interview, or we're going to do a commercial. We've done some commercials before with, we do a lot of green screen work. We've done stuff with puppets. And we're doing one right now with some, we produced a Mother's Day video, and now we're doing a Father's Day video. So lots of fun with that with some kids, and that's a blast. So we just kind of grown in that area, and to the point where we were working with a local professor here at the East Carolina University, looking at doing some behind-the-scenes stuff for a film that he was producing, and that actually turned into us doing the film production as well for a number of different reasons. But so we had learned very quickly the way that Hollywood creates videos, creates films, full-blown feature films, because that's what we are, the project that we were tackling. And so because this was done with a lot of different students in the film and theater group there, cast and crew, in two different schools within East Carolina University, we had to work around their schedules. And so basically between spring break and graduation, we shot a feature film and worked around these really crazy schedules. And we got a release from the school to shoot at like 20 different locations and a number of locations around town here as well. And so pulled that all together and wrapped that here a few days after graduation. It's a movie. It's a musical as well. So it's 13 basically videos or music kind of segments within embedded within the film. So a lot of fun. Learned a lot of stuff, and just kind of that's kind of where we've gotten to with the video production, all the way through to film. Doing it the way that Hollywood does it. Really interesting project. So learned a lot there, and grateful for the opportunity to work with some great folks and some really talented people and actors and singers and all that, dancing and all that, and the crew as well. So we grew just for that project. We, as the production company, Buzzadelic, hired all the crew and managed all of that and a lot of the logistics and things like that. There was other producers as well. But we were kind of the production company to do a lot of that.
Wow! So this is an actual feature film that will be distributed sometime soon.
Well, so it's an independent film, and like many independent films, we actually hired an Oscar-nominated actor, Eric Roberts, to play one of the roles in the film. He plays a professor in this film. And so we worked with the Screen Actors Guild on that. And so when you hire a union actor, then you kind of go through the Screen Actors Guild. So some paperwork there and kind of get that signed off, and then they come in and you work with them, and then so that was a really interesting experience, having Eric come in. Great guy, really enjoyed working with him. Just has been a veteran in the industry. He's been around, he's done lots of different films. And he, as he told our local paper here, you know, he likes to make small projects bigger. And so, you know, he was great, great to work with him. So we got to do that. And that was another part of the experience, is working with a Hollywood actor. And they came out to, you know, little Greenville, North Carolina, to our university campus here, where we did some of the filming. And so some of it was green screen, so we got some special effects, things like that. But it's coming together. And so to answer your question, you know, what's next is, well, we're actually doing some fundraising through Indiegogo to help finish the project, to get it through post post-production, to the editing and all that sort of thing. And then the next step, typically with an indie film, is you know, submitting it to film festivals, which is a whole other process and budget to get it submitted to film festivals for consideration for those. So that's kind of typically the route of an independent film is, you know, you get your pre-production, your production, your post-production, then after that it's, you know, submitting it to film festivals and seeing what kind of interest it might be from investors and things like that.
Got it. So now the real business end of it starts happening with promotion and distribution and making the deals and that kind of thing, right?
Well, in the initial conversations that we were having about the project were to help with the kind of behind the scenes and then doing this Indiegogo campaign. That got pushed back to post-production as far as when we were going to do that. But so now that got kicked off here the other day. So we're starting to raise funds through Indiegogo. And it's just a really interesting kind of dynamic with the fundraising and then, you know, finding your audiences for, just like you would in a normal social media campaign or any kind of marketing campaign, you start with a unique value proposition, you find your audience, and then you target them and, you know, find the platforms that they're on, the social networks and how they're interacting, and then you build your audience. So one of the things that we did early on, of course, you see with lots of films, independent or otherwise, they have a Facebook page, and you start to accumulate, you know, people on there to like the page and interact and that sort of thing. So all along we've been kind of trickling out these great behind-the-scenes kind of shots, you know, both cast and crew, mostly images initially. We have some videos that we're getting ready to produce or that we're getting ready to release associated with that. And so initially it was just, you know, the people on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook, so it's the name of the film was called Through a Glass Darkly. And so you'll see all kinds of great behind-the-scenes stuff. And then you can tag people. Through that tagging organically, we had some pretty good results just because of the number of people that we tagged and then all our friends and family. They're all excited about the film. Hey, my daughter or my son or whatever is in the film, or they're working on the crew. And so because a lot of these are college students, we're hoping to launch careers with this. And a lot of these guys just now graduated as they were finishing the film, just now graduated. Now they're off into either LA or New York or other jobs and going into the industry. And we're hoping to, you know, launch careers with this. So that's kind of one of the.
So these guys are going out now they've graduated, but they've already done work on an actual film, you know, to be released soon with a pretty terrific actor, and they've actually got film credits to their name.
Precisely.
That's
and great. So,
cool.
Yep. And so, you know, that's you know, the next step is to, you know, get it into distribution somehow. And now this is the third feature film from this director, this East Carolina University film professor named Michael Tierno. He, like I said, his third feature. So he's got other things already on Netflix, things like that. So, you know, so there's a little bit of, you know, experience there. So, you know, hopefully we're going to take this and we have a really great product. And if I haven't, you know, I haven't said it in a while on this show probably, but everything, you know, one of my sayings is, you know, everything starts with awesome content. So once you have that awesome piece of content, then you're prepared to, you know, share it or promote it, that sort of thing. So we've taken a lot of that awesome content that we have, and some of the imagery that we've taken out of the film, putting that on the Indiegogo site. And then, you know, we're also, like I said, creating videos to kind of support, you know, the film itself as we're promoting it.
And so, you said the film is a musical, right? So you've got musical segments that can be sort of shared out socially as sort of a independent you know, musical number or song or something like that.
Yep, and so not only those segments as kind of standalone videos, music videos, if you would. I don't know that we're going to have some snippets of those, not the full videos at this point. Or independent, you know, standalone videos. But the songs themselves, the 13 songs, the songs themselves will eventually go on iTunes and is another thing that can be distributed as well with the film. So you'll have a soundtrack and then you'll have a DVD. And so some of the perks on Indiegogo are things like that. So, you know, if you donate or contribute, you could get any number of different perks depending on the level of your contribution.
Got
anywhere
it.
From I think it starts at $10 and goes up to like $5,000 if you want to be a, you know, executive producer. And there's all
wow.
kinds of perks. So you get something in return when you give. It might be that you get a soundtrack when it's released, or maybe you get a DVD when it's released. Maybe you get a T-shirt. Maybe if you want your own director's chair with your name on it, well, that's another level up there. But we try to
uh-huh.
create some you know, creative perks for people, so that you know, you're not only kind of contributing to the project, helping launch these careers, or maybe you're interested in the content itself as well, but you get something in return. So.
What's the timeline for a project like this as far as, is there a cutoff date for the project itself when you have to raise a certain amount of funds by X, you know, whatever the date might be?
I believe that Indiegogo allows you a max of like 45 days.
Yeah.
But then there is an option to, if you reached your goal, there is an option to extend it beyond that if you want to turn that on. And so there's different, there's really two different options for your campaign when you set up your campaign on Indiegogo. One of the options is if you don't reach your goal, you know, you get to keep the money that you raise, and they charge you a certain percentage of what you raise. The other one is that you try to raise the money, and if you don't reach your goal, then you don't keep any of the money. You know, a couple of options to think about there, depending on the type of project and that sort of thing.
BJ, was this the first time you've used Indiegogo or any other crowdfunding type project?
Yes. For yeah, this is my first experience with. I've obviously seen things like Kickstarter, but. You know, wrote about them back when, you know, I did the Tasty Delight Way book, you know, researched them back then. But, no, this is the first full-blown campaign that we're doing using crowdfunding.
Very cool. And what was, you know, sort of the genesis of the idea of going with crowdfunding? Was there sort of an aha moment of, hey, we should do that, or was it something that you've been thinking about doing for a while?
So I think what's interesting is that when you do a project like this, the opportunity is there because basically by the end of production, you had like 90 people involved in this making a film. And so between the cast and crew and all the extras and then other supporting people, there was some faculty and that sort of thing, involved as well. But, so we had a community already built around the film because those who are vested, had a vested interest in it because they were involved in it. And so here's your opportunity to perhaps, again, and then leverage a social network, to connect all those people and all the people that they know. And then, you have the opportunity to hopefully try to raise some funds to support, whether it's the production or post-production, whatever it is you're trying to do. You have this community. How do you leverage it? And so, the more people that you have involved, the more your opportunity is to create a platform from which to promote it.
And you mentioned the musical aspect of this. Who was involved in that? Was it one artist or multiple artists that were contributing music and songs?
Yeah, so all the actors were theater and dance majors. That's their students, and two or three of which had graduated, and so they've now moved on. Some of them will be back next year. But so they all dance and sing and act, and they're all really great. So the casting was just brilliant on this film, and the main character just really super talented. All of them were talented, and they all sing. So the director is also the songwriter. He wrote the songs, and then he had help. He had help doing the producing the songs. And then, so that was part of the whole thing is, recording the songs and then, that sort of thing. So, so they were all part of it, acting and singing and dancing.
That's quite a project from beginning to, and it's not done. So it's not even to the end.
Well, one of the challenges we ran into, was the scheduling. So if you can imagine, well, what typically happens in Hollywood, there is you do 6 months of preparation. Everybody frees up their calendar for 3 or 4 weeks to shoot a feature, and they do nothing else other than shoot this film. And so, and then it goes into post-production. So we had to actually work around these very complicated schedules of all these students, where they had exams or they had classes, or different holidays, you had Easter, Mother's Day, things like that that we had to work around and shoot around. So it was a lot of nights and weekends. And then, you had stuff that was supposed to be outside or supposed to be stuff that was supposed to be inside. You had to secure all the locations, so a lot of logistics. We had a funeral home involved, lots of things. We ended up having to buy a casket for one of the scenes. So all kinds of craziness. We were in a bar at one point all day long on a Sunday, shooting a bunch of stuff. We had to black out the windows, make it look like night. So those sorts of things were part of, all part of the production, and extras and props and catering and fun things like that.
And who would have thought BJ would be so involved with it? More than just shooting some film and telling a story. I mean, it's quite involved.
Right. Yep. But, again, when you have the content and we're trying to tell the story behind the story with some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, so any opportunity we had, usually part of the shooting was that we had someone doing behind the scenes. So not only we were capturing, the video or, for the film, for whatever scene that we were in, usually had someone with a camera behind the scenes, you know, capturing stuff, both stills and video, that we can now share online. And so you're going to trickle that out, tag people, and then, you know, a lot of people end up seeing that just organically because of the interaction that's there and you're tagging people. And so that did pretty well organically. And then, you know, you have some paid stuff you're going to be doing as well, growing that audience on Facebook. And then you can, you know, strategy is generally, well, once you have that, then you point them to, and point them to Indiegogo, you know, to see if they want to contribute or be a bigger part of the project through their donation.
Got it. Are you sharing content in other social channels, or is it pretty much a focus on Facebook? Like, are you doing anything on YouTube or anything on Instagram or anything like that?
We do have the videos hosted. We have some videos hosted right now on YouTube that because you have to host them there or Vimeo, because Indiegogo will not let you just host videos there. You just paste in a link to YouTube or Vimeo.
Yeah.
So you know, we're using YouTube as the host for that. All those interviews with the actors can be seen on the Indiegogo site at this point. And so, organically, I'm not expecting a lot there on YouTube, on the YouTube channel. We have some people that are on LinkedIn. It's interesting, the students that were involved, you know, we say, oh, we're going to be on Facebook, and they're like, well, yeah, my mom is on there or whatever, my grandparents maybe. And we're like, yeah, that's great. You know, that's great that they're on there. And they, you know, they share with their friends. So we give them some content. Images or whatever, so that they can share them. And so they've been doing that on whatever channel that they're on. You know, some of them have, you know, many, many followers on Instagram or Twitter. And so they have been sharing there, you know, just organically with their friends, which is great. But we chose Facebook because of the advertising tools, because we knew some of the audience was there. And as we're looking at, you know, identifying and reaching these different audiences, you know, obviously the advertiser tools within Facebook are going to, you know, are going to allow us to do that pretty effectively. So that's pretty much it at this point.
Great. And the Facebook page is called Through a Class Darkly, right?
Correct.
Okay. And if we go there, we can find links back to the Indiegogo areas and see all of the other content and everything else, right?
Yeah, and the other kind of audience that we're building, the other database that we're building is, you know, your email list. So, like I said, when we finished production, by the time we were done, we had over 90 different email addresses of all the people that had been involved. And so now you can reach out to them with updates and where the film is at and, you know, how they can share these things on Indiegogo or on Facebook or get other people to subscribe to the email list. And so that's kind of the approach there is to, you know, find those people that have a vested interest in the project and, you know, allow them to or empower them to share with their friends and family and that sort of thing.
Very cool. So we've got just about a minute left. What's next for you, BJ? Are you going to make this a habit? Are you going to do another film right away, or what do you think?
Well, as I said, we're always looking for awesome, and in whatever form that comes in. And so if that's another feature, we're I think equipped to do that, or at least more or better equipped now. So yeah, I think we'd be open to that. And, but just, I think, you know, certainly takes our production quality to another level for other clients and whatever it is that we do.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, still, you know, doing web development and, you know, all these other things and managing social media accounts for clients and different campaigns. So yeah, lots of exciting things ahead and look forward to chatting with you guys again, maybe another year.
Well, yeah, let's not make it a year this time. So,
yeah.
But thanks so much for joining us tonight, VJ Emerson of Buzzadelic. And Through a Class Darkly on Social Geek Radio tonight. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks, BJ.
Bye-bye.